The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere should be Luke's Ice House in Beaumont on Calder. If you're not here, this is where you need to be. If you're just getting off work and you're in the Beaumont area or Lake Charles or Port Arthur or China or West Orange or Stark, either one, you need to get over here. Port Neches, did I forget about them?
Did you say Groves?
Groves, Vider, all of you. You know what? I'll even take it a step further. I'll even go across the border and say if you're in Vinton, you need to get your ass over here.
Okay.
So we'll be here till 7 o'clock. And guess what? Just for you guys, if you come over, Miller's Light and Coors Light, $12 buckets all day.
That's a good deal.
Half-price nachos. And I want to thank Miller Light and Coors Light for having us out here. I want to thank Luke's Ice House for having us out here. And, yeah, and as a matter of fact, the Coors Light, if you want to climb on John Granato, that's what you do. You climb on John Granato by drinking Coors Light. This is where we kind of go through the NFL games one final time against the line, against the spread, against the number. And because this is now we're into the sort of football routine, 5 o'clock on Friday, this is what we do. Kind of give final thoughts. And we'll start with Steelers at Browns. The number I'm seeing now on my bookie, Browns plus 5 at home. I'm still on the Steelers here. I don't know if I'm actually playing this game, but if it's on my short list of games to consider.
Yeah, it's not a play for me, but I do like the Steelers here. I just think the Browns are overvalued. I don't like the Steelers because they don't have Le'Veon Bell, which I'm assuming is somewhat factored into that number. Otherwise, I feel like they should be over a touchdown, even on the road.
Well, we'll ask RJ because, you know, we always get into how much a non-quarterback impacts a line. It's usually a point and a half.
So RJ also can't be unbiased on the Steelers.
No, that's true. That's true. Oh, Le'Veon's worth 100 points.
Right.
I'm probably not playing it, but it's certainly on my – I'm going to keep an eye on that game list.
All right.
Vikings minus 6.5 against the 49ers. Yeah, I've been leaning Vikings inside of 7, but you know, I really wonder how much of an adjustment it's going to be with a new quarterback in a first game. And I think San Francisco I would have been all over them if McKinnon hadn't been hurt. I know they had a lot of plans for him. I'm probably still lean Vikings inside the number, but no strong feelings on this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I worry about how Garoppolo will look against that defense because that defense is so good. People forget because I think people are maybe overlooking the Vikings as a serious Super Bowl contender because they're really good on both sides of the ball. They were the best defense in the league last year, you could argue. And now they've got an upgraded quarterback. They've got two solid receivers. They've got a good running back. They've got a good tight end, a great offensive line. That's a seriously good team. But I'm curious to see. I mean, now Kyle Shanahan's had a whole offseason to work with Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm curious to see what they can do. I'm not going to touch the Niners for the first few weeks.
Yeah, I kind of want to get a feel for them.
But I do think that they're going to be a lot better this year.
Bengals plus 2.5 at the Andrew Lux.
I like the over in this game. Gunned ahead on a side. Yeah, I think both these teams
I like the over, too, because the Colts' defense is dreadful.
Yeah, both these teams are horrific on defense. I just think that if I had to choose, I'd choose the Colts minus 2.5 just because I'm getting the right side of the number. But I don't have to choose, so I'll just take the over and leave it there.
Buffalo at Baltimore, that number now, Bills plus 8. Not a play for me, but I would take the Bills here if I were playing it because I think 8 points is too much. I know they're not good, but their defense is still okay. And, you know, I got to think that Nathan Peterman is better than the one game that we saw him play or else he wouldn't have won the job.
Yeah, I think that they are awful. I think they're picking in the top 5 next year. But I don't trust the Ravens offense enough to have them winning by 8 points against anybody. So, yeah, it's a no play for me.
Jaguars minus 3 at the New York Football Giants.
I love the Giants here. I love the Giants.
You're about the third person to tell me that.
I love the Giants, and I love the under. I just feel like
42.5 is your number.
This is the first time the Jags have been favored in the opener in like 7 or 8 years. I think this is the first time since 2006 that the Giants are not favored in their home opener. That's a proud bunch, and they've got some new weapons on offense. Supposedly, it's going to be really windy. I think the under is probably the safest play, but I like the Giants as a side.
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion on this one, but almost everybody I respect has been on that side. Saints minus 10 at home against the Buccaneers. I can't give 10 points even with a Saints team at home, but I can sure bet the over 49.5 in that game,
which I'm
doing.
I'm with you. If it were 9.5, I think I'd be on the Saints. I'm just not willing to give 10 points. It just doesn't make sense. It opened at 7. It's gone to 10. All the value's eaten out of it. But I do think the Saints should roll.
Texans, this line has held the exact same since it opened months ago. Texans plus 6.5, over 50.5. I can't play this, but I think I would lean the Texans' way. I think the Patriots win another close game. And I don't think the Texans, until they win there, I wouldn't feel good about even thinking about betting them on the money line. It's been, what, 7 in a row now?
Yeah.
But I think if it's ever going to happen, this is their best chance. They go into this healthy, which, you know, their defense should be significantly better. And the Patriots don't always show up the first week. And they're missing Edelman.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's ever going to happen, this is the week. I still don't think it happens. I think it's like a 30-27 game.
Okay. I'm not touching that line either way. I tend to lean New England, but I do think the Texans are motivated to come out and show that they belong. And I do think that there are going to be some moments, especially early in the season, that teams are struggling to figure out what to do with Deshaun Watson. So this could be one of those games. I think Tom Brady has their number.
Belichick has O'Brien's number if it comes down to a close coaching decision.
Yeah.
To get back to the conversation of last hour.
So I'll just say no play for me, lean Pats.
If I were going to play something, I'd go ahead and take the over 50.5. Titans minus 2 at Dolphins. Man, I so want to bet the Titans, but I have to see what they are with Mike Vrabel as a coach first.
Yeah, Titans are one of my plays this week. I'm on the Titans, and most places now it's down to 1. So I feel like it's, you know, anytime I see a 1, I look at it as basically a pick 'em. So I think the Titans are so much better than the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins offensively are going to be horrendous this year. I think under 45 is probably a safe play, too. I think this is going to be an ugly, low-scoring game, but I just think the Titans are better.
And if you want, at least on my bookie, you want the money line, it's only minus 120 on the
Titans.
So, it is basically a pick 'em. Chiefs plus 3.5 at the Chargers of Los Angeles, who I still will call San Diego at least five times this year.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the Chiefs are another one of those teams, like I was saying, that I'm going to be staying away from until I know what Pat Mahomes is, and right now I just don't. I feel like there should be a lot of points scored in this game, but I don't really know. I don't know what Patrick Mahomes can do. So I think for me this is a stay-away game, and it's just a learn something about Kansas City day.
Yeah, a lot of changes for the Chiefs, but the Chargers historically don't start very well. So I think getting 3.5 with the Chiefs is not a bad play. That's another one that I'll be keeping an eye on that I may or may not play. Seahawks getting 3 at Denver. I was all set to bet Denver here, but, man, I'm not ready to write off the Seahawks. So it's going to wind up being a pass. It's hard for me to look at Seattle and plus 3 and not punch a ticket.
Yeah, that's fair. Denver's on my list of plays this week. I just think it's a tough road trip. Anybody who's got to play in altitude week 1 or 2,
yeah.
Like, Denver's always good the first couple weeks of the season, especially the first couple home games, because teams aren't fully back to their full peak athleticism, and playing at altitude wears down on these teams who aren't from altitude. Sort of the same reason, which we'll get to later, why I'm on Colorado State this week against Arkansas, amongst other reasons. But, yeah, I like Denver's home field advantage more than almost anybody's, especially early in the season. I like Denver minus 3. I like them better when they were under 3. But
yeah, that's the thing.
If I got to give 3, if I've got to choose a side, I'd take it.
Cowboys getting 3 at Carolina. Again, that's another number that's right where it should be, in my opinion.
Yeah, another no play for me, but if a lean says the home team to me.
Washington getting 1 at Arizona. I actually like the Redskins here. And I'll tell you why.
We disagree then.
I trust Alex Smith a lot more than I trust Sam Bradford. And I also think that I think Alex Smith may be more effective in this offense than Kirk Cousins was.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I trust Alex Smith more than Sam Bradford, other than from a health standpoint. When Sam Bradford's out there, I like him. I mean, I like what I've seen from that guy when he could be on the field, which isn't often enough. But
yeah, was it one game last
one
year
game.
At the beginning, and then he broke again? And,
yep.
Yeah.
So I'll ride him while I've got him. I don't feel great about it, but yeah, if I had to choose, Arizona's the side for me.
Chicago plus 7 at Green Bay on Sunday night. If this game were being played 3 weeks from now, I'd be all over the Bears at 7 points. It's another one that I can't get on right now. And don't worry, I do have 2 games I like. Unfortunately, they're both on Monday. But, yeah, I might. If it gets outside of 7, I might be tempted to take the Bears.
It was 7.5 earlier. It's a no play for me, but if I had to go one way or the other, I would take the points.
And then Monday night, I love the Lions. I got it at 6.5. Now it's at 7.
Is it at 7 now? I got it at 6.5 too.
Yeah.
When we were sitting over there eating dinner.
Yeah, love the Lions at 6.5 against the Jets. And I like the Rams against the Raiders, and that's at 4.5.
I like the Rams as well. I got them at 4, but I'd like them up to 6.5 probably.
But yeah, the Lions is my big NFL play of the week. So there you have it.
That's your pick for the contest.
Yeah, it's my pick for the contest. It's one that I already have money on. It's one that I had in my pregame picks. So,
man, I had high hopes for playing a light card this week. And I was telling you, by the time I got finished with my card, it was definitely not a light card. So I've got a lot of games listed for this week.
I love when people tell me to check the signal. What do you think I am, a tech?
Yeah, you're
just
an engineer.
You know what? I'm going to take a break from the show and head over to the tower to see what's up.
If you're not getting great reception, try 94.1.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we have... Well, we have 2 wonderful stations that we simulcast on.
All right, guys, got to tell you about what's going on at Kima coming up a week from tomorrow. We're already coming right up on it. Saturday, September 15th, from 2 to 5 p.m., the Kima Boardwalk. and 24 breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers from a lot of great Texas breweries like Eighth Wonder, Galveston Island. You'll get St. Arnold, Spindle Tap, Texas Beer Refinery, and, of course, Carbach, and a lot of national brands as well like Bell's, Founders, and Oscar Blues. You can buy advance tickets now for $44.95 per person, $39.95 if you've got a Land or Select Club membership or you have a military ID. It'll be $49.95 day of the event, so it pays to get in a little bit early. Your admission will include beer samples, giveaways from the beer vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music pumping all day long. Purchase your tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or at Kema Boardwalk at the multiple ticket booths there on site. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. That's the Kema Craft Beer Fest. For tickets and more information, go to KemaBeerFest.com.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. So if you're just getting off work in the greater Golden Triangle area over into Louisiana, all the way to Lake Charles, I know you can hear us. You should come on over. You can go to the casino later. Come get your blitz on first here at Luke's Ice House. Miller Lite and Coors Light, $12 buckets all day, so you can climb on John Granato. Half-price nachos. I want to thank Miller Lite, Coors Light, and, of course, Luke's for having us out here, and all the great listeners from Beaumont who always come to see us. We appreciate all you guys, and hopefully you're having fun and drinking some Miller Lite and Coors Light, and will for the next hour and 39 minutes.
Yep.
Actually, you can stay and keep drinking them if you want.
Yeah, you don't need us.
Yeah, no one's going to stop you. At that point, you should be drunk enough. It's like, I just want to stay here, man, all night long. I love this place. I would mention, if you're not picking up the show, go to the app, man, or get on Bluetooth. This is a good question for John. BQ wants to know, are you guys getting the new Spider-Man game for PS4? That did look cool.
It does look actually pretty good. I'm pretty sure that my kids broke my PlayStation.
Ooh.
Like, it's not accepting discs right now. Mm. So I probably won't be getting the new Spider-Man game unless I download it, which is, I might do that.
Yeah.
But I've got, like, the...
You're going to get in there and find peanut butter or something.
Right. I've got, like, the you know, I bought my PS4, like, the day they came out. So mine's not, it doesn't have the memory that some of the newer ones have, and... I was like, oh, I'll just wait till I get a PS5, and then I was kind of Googling that, and that's like 2 years from now. So I may have to, like, Craigslist and buy a used PS4 or something like that, because I'm not paying $400 or whatever it is
for two years.
Something I'm going to have for 2 years. Yeah.
See, and of course, I just now got PS4 6 months ago.
See, yeah.
So, but I got to use one because I already have the Xbox, and I wanted it so I could play MLB The Show.
Right.
And, of course, I've been too busy to play any games
lately.
But Gab says her last time listening in Texas, going to miss Houston sports and you guys. We'll miss you too, Gab.
Take care, Gab.
Yeah, she's was one of the original Beaumont Blitzers who came out to our early shows, and she's leaving town, but she came out and saw us at the Hyatt a couple weeks ago, and she'll be listening on the app. So you can hear that anywhere.
Yep. Where's she going, Florida?
Florida, yeah. She's off to Florida. So, man,
she's probably going to get crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, she'll be a gem of the day. I was telling her. I fully expect her to become a gem of the day.
It'll happen.
Yeah. There'll be drugs involved and dead cats or something like that. But, we're going to miss her. She's cool people. I was looking at next week's schedule. We're actually at the Hyatt again Wednesday.
Okay.
And then we are off to Vegas Wednesday night.
Yes.
I cannot wait.
Oh, me neither. We're so overdue.
It's been so long, and
I am going to try to end up in the hospital in Vegas. That's my goal.
I'm
going to
need an IV at some point.
My brother is going with us, so it's your brother's going too, isn't he?
Yeah, my brother's going, and of course...
Your brother's probably less trouble than my brother.
Yeah, but he's also going through a divorce, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be a lot of trouble.
Oh, man. Well,
I don't know if that's – I should have said that publicly.
Your brother's going through a divorce. My brother is about to get married. I don't know which one's going to wild out more.
That's
a tough call.
That is a tough call. Plus, we'll be hanging out with our buddy Jason Price, and we'll hang out with RJ at some point. So, it's going to be a fun trip. And plus, it's going to be a great fight. I still don't know if we're actually in the fight or if we're
– Who knows?
Yeah, if we're in that box again.
I didn't buy tickets this time, so I
– Yeah, that. So did you get your fees back on those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you
full
got everything
refund.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. 979S, what's your comment on Clowney wanting to get paid like Mac and Darnold? Darnold. For me, he wants to get,
I think Donald.
Donald, yeah. Listen, I think you wait and see what happens this year.
If he's got a great year, then he's going to probably get paid like those guys got paid.
And if he winds up having a less than stellar year, I think you decide, well, do we franchise him for 1 year or do we move on? I'm of the opinion that this guy is one of the most incredible athletes in the NFL. I just don't know how great he is as a football player. And I think it's time to find out.
Yep.
You've been in the league long enough. So, I don't know, man. I wouldn't pay him now. I think the Texans have made that mistake with too many guys, paying them early. I'm not...
JJ?
It was hard to argue because he had done it. I mean,
right.
Been defensive MVP 3 times. I mean, Clowney hasn't been close to that.
No.
So, that being the case...
But you can tell he's an impactful guy.
He is an impactful guy.
And honestly, he's been surprisingly healthy. You know, like it's...
Yeah, well, last year he was surprisingly healthy. And I think if he can do that again, you pay him.
Yeah.
But I also would like... I think last year, and this is kind of one of those things, I think he looked a lot better because he didn't have J.J. Watt there, and he played a lot more of that role where he's moving around a lot and you're using him in different ways. And so I think it made him more effective. Having said that, I kind of feel like the Raiders felt about Khalil Mack. It's like our defense sucked with him last year. So I think let him play the year.
I heard Joel and Barry on the way in, and they were saying – you know, the Raiders' defense wouldn't be what it was without Khalil Mack last year. And I was like, well, yeah, the Raiders' defense wasn't very good. They would have been, I mean, granted, they would have been worse without Khalil Mack, but they weren't that good. And if the Texans aren't a top 10 to 12 defense, I don't think I'd be, you know, jumping out the window to throw money at Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, I think also a lot depends, and this is why I don't think you sign him now. There's so much that could impact that. Like, what if J.J. Watt is back to being J.J. Watt? I mean, what if that happens, and then you have to make a decision? What if they're both hurt again? Then you have to think about moving on from a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so all of that's going to play into it. So I wouldn't even consider signing him right now. I'd let it play out and see how the year goes. Because the bottom line is, if he wants to get paid like that and you're willing to pay him that, you might as well be willing to wait a year to do it.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean.
And he's still under control for another year if you want, because you can franchise him.
I'm sure Jadeveon Clowney would love to get paid today. But I don't think that he'll be mad if he earns that money and he gets it a year from now. I think he'll be perfectly fine with that.
One significant difference between him and Donald and Mac, he was the number one overall pick. So he's already had a pretty big contract.
Yes,
those guys did not get that kind of money.
I mean,
they did well, don't get me wrong.
They still had first round good solid contracts, but not like what Clowney had.
Yeah, so that part of it, I let it play another year.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach and Carbachtoberfest, September 20th through October 7th, Thursday through Sunday. Dust off your lederhosen and lace up your dirndls. Carbachtoberfest is back and better than ever. It's a 3-week celebration, features performances by the Mr. Wives, Tony, Jack Ingram, Bruce Robinson, John Bauman, and more. There's going to be music all three of those weekends, every day. It's going to be a great time. The free beer garden festivities start at 5 each Thursday through Saturday, and at noon on Sundays. Some of the free activities include a ceremonial keg tapping of Carbachtoberfest, a live traditional German band, and male and female stein hoisting competitions. Paid admission to the Carbachtoberfest music tent is $10 on Thursdays and Fridays, $20 on Saturdays. Everything else is free if you don't want to go to the live music. They are going to have some Oompa bands and stuff like that you can see on the free side. For the complete Carbachtoberfest lineup and ticket information, visit carbachbrewing.com/carbachtoberfest, or better yet, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and you'll get all the details there. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, Texas. Come on out. It is starting to be hopping here, so you want to be here. And Shay's been doing a great job for us all day. Thank you. Is RJ there?
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, RJ's supposed to be here, and I talked to him earlier today, so I know he's alive.
Well, we've got plenty to talk to him about.
Yes, we do. The NFL season is about to start, and, of course, this is where he thrives. I mean, RJ, you follow him on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. He is the gambling guru of the universe, but NFL is his specialty and has long been his specialty. So this is the best time of year. And he's still not there? Okay. Well, fine. I'll just take a minute to thank Luke's Ice House again. And I want to thank Miller Lite and Coors Light. Remind you, $12 buckets all day. They got half-price nachos. And want to thank Luke's and everybody for having us out here. This is it's always fun to come to Beaumont. It's been a while. Great to see so many familiar faces, including a lot of people who came to the very first show we did.
Yep.
Many, many years ago, back when I was still only partially old. But, so hopefully we'll be able to do this again a few more times. And, you know, RJ will be joining us a little later starting next week. For those of you who are used to this segment at 5:30, it's going to be 30 minutes later starting next week. But
changing it up on him.
Yeah, well, he's changing it up on us, but for good reason, which – you know, at some point we'll let the people know.
We'll share.
Yeah.
But not for now.
Yeah. Oh, man. So much fun coming over here, hanging out with all the peoples. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Lauren the Aggie told me I can't leave. She'll kidnap me. My plans are not firm yet on leaving.
Right.
So, it's... And it's a long way off, man. It's at least a year, at least. Yeah, I'm not...
End of 2019, right?
I'm not ruling out doing one more year.
Beyond 2019?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wouldn't be any more than that, I don't think.
Okay.
But I'm not...
I feel like in the moment, there's days where you're frustrated. And understandably so, because I have those days too. But I also think that there are a lot of things about this that you love. And once you sit down and really think about it, you won't want to give up.
I think that's true.
Very few radio guys leave the radio business on their own accord.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it. At some point, I'm going to get forced out. I'm not, and I don't want to do this until I'm 70.
You don't want to be Rich Lord or Barry Warner?
If I ever turn into that, I mean, Rich Lord, where I'm just a rip and read guy who's not really paying attention to what's going on and shit. I don't ever.
Whoa, bleep that.
Did I just say that?
Yep.
Yes, you did,
John.
Golly.
All right.
Oh, that's the second time I've done that.
Boy, Fred's in a wild mood today.
How the hell did that come out?
I don't know. That wasn't even, I mean. Didn't even sound like accidental. That was a hard one.
It you know what though? Every time I've done that, it's been like in a normal conversation, right?
Yeah.
It's not when I'm worked up. But
you know,
see, there you go.
I forgot to
do 94.1.
94.1, and by the time I got over there, it was too late.
Nah, well.
Well, the people of Beaumont got to hear it too.
We apologize, people listening to 94.1.
Yeah.
If you've got. He was ordering.
Yeah, I was going to order a shot.
A shot, yes.
Yeah. And, well, wonderful. Thank God RJ is ready. All right, now we'll go to RJ Bell. Now that he's late enough to where I've had to be dumped for dropping an S-bomb,
Thanks for bailing me out there, buddy. What's going on, RJ?
You guys can't vamp?
Well, we can, but we can't vamp without using curse words, apparently.
Sorry about it. Well, listen, my agent said if they keep you on for 28 minutes every time, just show up late. So,
thanks a lot, RJ's agent. Yeah,
Well, let's start with it, RJ, because obviously NFL's here, and this is awesome. I want to start with your Steelers because we were talking about this before you came on, is how much – and this is a topic that's come up many times before, how much non-quarterbacks mean to the line. What is the impact of Le'Veon Bell on the line against the Browns?
The debate is a point and a half or 2 points. Now, there's two ways to look at that. One way is to say, wow – that's not a lot at all compared to an Aaron Rodgers who's worth about 10 points. Think about it. Le'Veon Bell, potentially the best running back in football, most valuable. We can debate it, but he's right there. And he's worth a point and a half or maybe two. Aaron Rodgers, best quarterback in football, by consensus opinion, worth five times as much at 10. So quarterback is king. That's easy. But additionally, Le'Veon Bell is one of the most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, and part of that, taking that into account, is who the backup is. And I think we talked about this a lot last year with Deshaun Watson, that I thought his value was a lot more than that because his backup was a complete piece of garbage. In this case, is there that much difference between Bell and his backup?
Well, I would make the case that the Steelers have below-average backup running backs. Would you agree?
I don't really know. I mean,
that's a bad sign.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not a great sign. I know that they're. I know James Conner isn't like Tevin Coleman. So, but I don't really know what he is yet.
And to me, you got to figure the Steelers were pessimistic, or let's just say, cognizant of the chance Le'Veon wouldn't miss some games. So if they went into the season with this backup situation, you got to hope they're optimistic about it internally. But again, you just never know. So, you know, what I would say is this. I actually think Le'Veon's less valuable against the Browns. Because if you look at the Browns, they had a really good rush defense last year. 0-16, yeah, but a really good rush D. And they had a horrible pass defense. And I get it. If you go one-dimensional, it's harder. But with Big Ben, with AB, to me, and with Schuster, I mean, come on, second best or best number two receiver in the league, I think, is a fair thing to say at this point for a second-year guy. So, I mean, it strikes me, huh?
Adam Thielen and probably in that conversation.
Yeah, fair enough. And again, I like to chunk it. Yeah, whatever the top handful of teams, I think Pittsburgh's in there. So my guess is I don't want to play the under in this game. And my guess is Pittsburgh looks mighty good on offense, and it's kind of surprising ultimately. But I think the next time the Browns play a running team, or at least a team that isn't an elite passing team, their D will look much better is my prediction.
Josh Gordon might be in that conversation for best number two in the league too here shortly anyway.
Interesting.
RJ, let's go to the Texans and Patriots, and I find this interesting because this line hasn't moved since it opened, because I've been following it for months now, and it's been Texans +6.5 at the Patriots. Your thoughts on this game? I kind of think if the Texans are ever going to get New England, this would be the time, and that maybe 6.5 is a bit much, but what do you think?
I really like Houston here. Third best bet, I'd say, for me this week. Third or fourth. And only thing that holds me back is the Patriots against the spread is just so strong. And here's why. The spread in 2018 and in recent years is about sabermetrics. And the sabermetrics guys understand, not the stuff you get at Football Outsiders or whatever, which is good, but these guys are spending a lot of money and have multiple scientists in these syndicates trying to come up with something proprietary that only they have. And the Patriots do things that no one understands. Like, you can't quantify it with numbers. If we could, we would. So almost every year, if you look at the Patriots' stats and you just projected from their stats how good they would be, it's every year, not almost every year, it's every year they're better than their stats. And I'll give you an example. I did a study on one score games. And what I did was I said, okay, last year, what was a team's record in one score games? And 8 teams were between 40 and 60% in that middle band. And the rest, the 24 other teams, were above 60 or below 60. So there's a lot of randomness, you would think, or extreme results with close games. Then I did years 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So 6 combined years. It was all cumulative every time. 2 years, 3 years, 4, all the way to 6. There was only 8 teams above or below 60%. So now you see that they almost every team moves to the middle. There's 2 or 3 teams that really jump out at the top and the bottom. The Browns. Now, some of that is they're so bad in close games, or some of that is, hey, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you lose almost every game, you're going to be bad in close games too, right? The other team that was really bad, and the team I believe is the most overrated team this year, the Chargers. It's been like 6 years. They're bad, bad, bad in close games. And the only team that was just dominant on the good side, the Patriots. So just time and time again, Belichick's doing something that these stats guys can't capture. And that causes me to be very judicious betting against the Pats. But here's why I'm going to do it here. I think the Texans, there's real question marks about them over the course of the season, because there's no real way to know Deshaun Watson's health. And if you told me, what are the odds that he starts 14 or more games? I mean, is it really much better than 50-50?
I think 50-50 is probably fair. I think as almost, we were talking about this before the show or during the show earlier, to ask any quarterback to start over 14 games is, I think, 50-50 at best. There's just a handful of guys who have proven to be healthy for 16 games year in and year out. Deshaun Watson, yeah, obviously, there is more risk attached to him than most, I think.
I think you're right about that. And we were debating how good Watson was. Well, here's what I know. If you look at DVOA, a respected advanced metric, Houston had the 5th best offense when Watson was on the field, the worst offense when he wasn't. Now, what's the limitation in Houston? The offensive line is probably the main weakness, right? Well, Pats don't have great pressure. They don't put on great pressure. And number two, the Pats are bend but don't break. Well, Watson specializes in avoiding the rush, and now and again, not every time, not even half the times, fling it downfield for a long touchdown. That's what scares Belichick the most, because he knows his schemes will cause him to be very good defensively, his team in the red zone. So I think that Houston's weakness is not a big weakness against the Pats. If anything, it offers an opportunity for broken plays. And what I know for a fact, because Belichick's on record with this, is he considers September to be an extended preseason. He's not ready yet in September. So what does that mean? That means he's willing to make decisions that doesn't optimize his chance to win today if it optimizes his chance to win in December and January. He wants to win today, but he's willing to decrease his chance 5%, let's say, to win a game now to increase it 5% to win in January. Most coaches don't have the equity to do that. They can't start 2-2 and be okay. Now, the Pats rarely do start 2-2, but Belichick's willing to take the risk, and that's another reason. The health of Watson in game one feels pretty good. He could get hurt, yeah, but the odds of him getting hurt in game one are small, and I think this is the time to fade the Pats early in the year, so I am betting the Texans.
I think my favorite game of the week is Detroit at home against the Jets. I think rookie quarterback, Monday Night Football. I think Matt Patricia is going to be trying to make a statement. Tell me if I'm off on this one.
You know, Colin Cowherd and I are doing our podcast every – we tape it Friday, release it Saturday. I'll have that up on my Twitter. He had Detroit And I agreed. And usually a 6.5-point favorite, I'm not going to agree. But I think if you look deeply into what the Jets quarterback situation is and what the Jets did during the preseason with Sam Darnold, you're going to see, and I think it's important to separate your midterm feelings about a guy. You know, what's our optimism about him, let's say, even in game 12 this year, versus what you think of him in game one on the road in Monday Night Football in a dome. And if you look at yards per attempt, which is a great measure of how well someone throws down the field, Sam Darnold in the preseason was 83rd in football, yards per attempt. So 32 times 3 is 96. Think about that a second. Three quarterbacks a team, usually. So I think Darnold's going to be a heck of a quarterback. I don't love him as much as Colin. That's absurd. But I think he's going to be a heck of a quarterback. I think this is a bad spot. And the last thing I'll say is Detroit, Stafford, against winning teams, he is 6-52 straight up. 6-52. But in the last 4 years, when the Lions have been a home favorite of 6 or more, 7-2 against the spread. That's a small sample size, but I think it speaks well to the idea of making that statement with a new coach. I do lean strongly to the Lions.
I really like the Titans this weekend. Fred's sort of scaring me off because he's talking about he doesn't know what kind of a coach Mike Vrabel will be, and that's a really warranted concern. But I just think the Dolphins are going to be so horrific offensively. I didn't think Ryan Tannehill was good before he got hurt. We haven't seen him in like 2 years. I don't think he's good. I'm crazy about what Tennessee's doing, but I just feel like 1 point seems like a gift against a team that I consider to be one of the 4 or 5 worst in the league.
Well, thankfully, it's a public service that I come on to correct AJ. At least once, he's just so
Thank
far
you.
Off.
Okay.
The Dolphins, in my opinion, are one of the 2 or 3 most underrated teams.
Oh.
So let's think about this a second. If you combine on the field with in the locker room, so teammate, leadership, intangibles plus on the field, and compare Cutler last year to Tannehill, how do you compare those two?
Cutler had a better season on the field than Tannehill has. Now, locker room, nobody likes Jay Cutler in the locker room. That's not unheard of. But I think they were better off with Jay Cutler on the field at quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. I've never seen Ryan Tannehill be good, ever. And I saw Jay Cutler in like a Welcome Back Cotter episode just come off the street smoking a cigarette, and he looked, to me, better than Ryan Tannehill.
Well, you know, I guess to some degree, I wish I had my DVOA book from 16. I would make a major bet, and I don't know if John can look this up, I would make a major bet that Tannehill's, and again, we can debate what stat you want to use. I trust Football Outsiders. Tannehill's DVOA in 06, I think, much better than, would be my guess, than Cutler's in 16 versus 17, not 06, but 16 versus 17. Now, let's look beyond that, though. A lot of people think Miami was lucky last year. They won 6 games, and the sense was, well, maybe they shouldn't have because they were very good in close games. Now, guys, you guys are so affirming of me, and you talk me up, and I so appreciate it. I don't need to for myself because you do it so well for me on this spot, but this is one exception. On my Twitter yesterday, at RJ in Vegas, I put out probably the thing I'm most proud of I've done for a while. It's a luck adjustment index. And what I did was I took the 4 major categories of luck: turnovers, injuries, close games, strength of schedule relative between years. And the one thing I did was take out 50% of interceptions thrown, because the reality is a quarterback skill has a decent amount to do with thrown interceptions. Other than that, passes intercepted, fumbles recovered, are almost all luck. We can debate 85%, 98%, but it's somewhere in there. So we half weight interceptions thrown and full weight everything else. And with injuries, we use Football Outsiders. They got a stat for that, 1-32 every year. Strength of schedule, we do the same thing. Close games is just the net margin or the net number of wins. So if you're 2-1, you're plus one. You're 1-2, you're minus one. Okay. And for simplicity's sake, we ranked every team 1-32, one being the luckiest in that category, 32 being the unluckiest. Here is Miami's luck. Turnovers 28.5. That's almost the unluckiest. Injuries number 30. Close games 6.5. Yes, they were very good in close games. And then lastly, strength of schedule relative 17 versus 18. So you would be lucky last year if you were easier last year, 30.5. So literally in every category but close wins, Miami was one of the most unluckiest teams. And if you add it up and create the index, Miami's tied for 28th for luck last year. So to me, even if somehow, some way, you think Cutler was even with Tannehill when you consider intangibles too, in addition to on the field, I don't believe that. I think Tannehill is better, but okay. I think Miami has to go up. They won 6 games last year. Now, here's what's interesting. The other teams that were the most unluckiest, I'll read who it was and how many games their win total has increased compared to last year's actual number of wins. Cleveland is up 6 wins. The Giants are up 4.5 wins. The Dolphins are up only a half a win from 6 to 6.5. 49ers are up 2 wins. And remember, the 49ers won a bunch of games at the end of the year. They're up from 6 to 8. Chicago from 5 to now 7.5. It's been updated. And Houston, the most unlucky team in the NFL, from 4 to 8.5. So almost every team in that bottom pack of the most unlucky is up big, except Miami. It's because of that narrative of close games. People are not taking into account the turnovers, the injuries, and the strength of schedule. By the way, Houston, in those categories, turnovers 28.5, injuries 29, close games 26.5, strength of schedule 30.5. You guys were by far the unluckiest team in the league last year.
I don't know what it says that RJ actually breaks down luck. either ingenious
you can't bet,
or...
You can't bet. Hey, Fred, check this out. This is amazing. I know we got to run. The first 14 teams on my grid, the 14 luckiest, all had a winning record last year. The 14 unluckiest all had a losing record. So it's massively predictive to results. But injuries are almost all luck. Close games are almost all luck. I know people like clutch. It's just not true. Strength of schedule is pure luck. And if you take out throwing interceptions or halfway it, turnovers are almost all luck. Think about that. The idea that something that's almost all luck, when you add it all together, so dictates who wins and who loses. It's amazing.
All right, RJ. Appreciate it, my friend. We will talk to you again next week. We got to run.
Hey,
great
Fred,
stuff, man.
Do we want to talk about our new time next week?
I already told the people while we were waiting on you. So.
Well, you know the average radio listener only listens 3 minutes at a time.
Not when you're on.
That, you know, not when you are on, AJ.
Yeah, RJ will be on with us at 6 o'clock starting next Friday, 6 o'clock Central Time. But hopefully we'll be able to keep him for even longer.
No. My agent's going to have something to say about that. Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya. Hey, guys, we have a giveaway. Don't call until 5:59. Toyota Center is excited to welcome back WWE Live. Win a pair of tickets to WWE Live. Saturday, September 15th, see AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, 2018 Royal Rumble winner Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, United States Champion Jeff Hardy, New Day, Cher, Elite Flair, and many more. Tickets start at just $20 at the box office or online at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. Don't miss WWE in Houston this September. Win these tickets. You're also entered into the Florida Football Friday Grand Prize. Could win a trip to Amelia Island in Jacksonville, Florida, courtesy of Florida's First Coast. Caller 20, but not until 5:59, which isn't here yet. That way our streamers have a chance, trying to be fair to everybody. And I'll tell you what else. I'm going to give something else to you, some great advice on where to bet.
You're so kind. You're so friendly.
Hey, man, I love the people.
You're a giver.
I love the people, especially all the ones that come out here to Beaumont. And whether you're in Beaumont or Houston or Vider or wherever you are, you can bet on MyBookie. You can bet on your phone on MyBookie. The phone app on this thing is terrific. So you want to get in on college football. You want to get in on NFL. You want the fights tomorrow. Go look at AJ's predictions on SportsMap. You can get in on those. You can play the horses, whatever you want. It's all there at MyBookie, and it's real simple. Just Google them right now. Google MyBookie and get your account started because it's going to pop right up. You just go right there, and they're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar-for-dollar match on your deposit. And there's all kinds of ways you can play in-game betting. They've got incredible player perks. You got all kinds of bonuses you can get. And you can even bet on the over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score. Plus, I got a survivor pool, all kinds of great stuff. All you have to do is Google MyBookie, get your account started, use promo code RADIO to activate your offer and get that dollar-for-dollar match on your first deposit. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.